Welcome to Organizing with Ease. I'm Deanna Mall with D's Declutter.
And I'm Zena Tsiman with Firefly Bridge Organizing.
This is where we talk about ways to make organizing easy so that we can enjoy our daily lives with less stress. Welcome to episode 91. Oh my gosh, we're getting close to 100, Zena. We're almost there. We are definitely on a constant mission to shop better, waste less, but still enjoy our lives, right? I think so. So we thought we'd give you a peek into our lives and ourselves and how also we want to share with you what resources we use and follow to keep us inspired and motivated to live our lives with more ease. So I don't know about you, but I definitely have seen major trends in regards to shopping and saving and what habits and methods that people use, might not use. I don't know about you, but one of my go-tos a lot of times is I watch every morning Good Morning America. I don't know if you do, but I do have it on my, on the back burner sometimes at in the morning just to cut some highlights. And they actually have something that's called like Happening Now. And so there they share their best holiday sales, their bargains for the month. And they actually predicted out for February and March. So that was kind of a nice thing that just came out. So, you know, they do have their replays on online if you want to go check that out. So I do like that because it's there, it's current. And I like those type of ways and resources because it's current. So I'm just saying. So for me, I like that a lot. I do also, you know, I don't know about using it, but I do like to go online and see what's happening in the world. What's trending and what's happening. A lot of those things sometimes do work and sometimes they don't because, you know, it's not for everybody. So I'm just saying. So.
Yeah. The online world can be a little overwhelming.
And so, it can be over a little overwhelming. Yeah, so that's why you have to kind of like zone in on what works for you.
So something very specific like, look, Good Morning America has these very specific tips. I think that's super helpful. It gives me someplace to go to to look for.
Well, yeah. So it's easy and it's right there and it's live. And then if not, then they have pre-recorded. So that's one resource that I use as well. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I do like social media. Social media is also good. But what resources do you have and that you follow up with?
Well, one of the things that I do, and we've talked about it and we'll link up the episode, we do meal planning, you and I, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's one of the craziest, easiest ways to save money. Because when you plan what you're going to eat each week, you know exactly the days that you'll probably be eating at home and the days you'll be eating out. You can estimate your budget. You can stick to a budget. You can decide if I need to eat out one more day, what do I need to make sure that I use up in my refrigerator so that things don't go to waste? So having a plan makes a huge difference for me. I have to also keep it flexible though, because I know myself and I know that it may come to 6 p.m. on a certain day and I've had a really long, difficult day. And even though I had planned to make a meal from scratch, I just feel it in me that it's not going to happen that day. Well, what I can move that meal to a different day and do something else in the night. So I have to be a little flexible. I think that's the way to make meal planning work. But in our episode, we talked about there are a bunch of apps out there that people love to use. I've heard a lot about Paprika. I've heard a lot about other meal planning apps and recipe apps that you can use to make meal planning easy on a weekly basis. So that's one of my top tips, my top resources is to plan your meals weekly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and also when you start planning for those meals, there's also, you know, comparison shopping. So you can also see what's out there for sales, you know, Target, some of the also there's couponing that you could do. There's techniques for that as well for shopping. Right. You can go on coupons.com. I know up in the north, there's also Kroger and Safeway. Those are also food stores that are online that they also have. You can go to Walmart. If you go to actually the stores that you shop at online, you can actually see what sales they might have. So when you do your meal planning, that might help out what you want to plan out for the week, especially if there is, you know, a really good sale for that,
And being on the lookout for alternatives at the stores that you mentioned, because here's the thing. I know that couponing and things like it takes time. It takes a lot of time to plan and search for those coupons and download and you know, think about where you can use them, where you can't use them, the the rules of those that particular coupon. But if you're just focusing on the stores that you actually will go to, if it's Target, Walmart, Kroger, Winn-Dixie, Publix, you know, wherever it is that you're going to, you go to their websites and you see what's on sale for that day. The buy one, get one sales, right. The percentage off sales.
The BOGOs.
Let's say you had the BOGOs for sure.
All the BOGOs. Yes.
Yes. I mean, I can't tell you. Okay. Now, but here's one thing. You can't also be drawn in by BOGOs. If you hadn't planned to buy two of something, you have no space for it. You're not going to have time to use it all up.
If it's fresh produce, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Because right. Then what's going to happen is you've done all these BOGOs. Then you go home and you unload all the food and groceries. And then you're just like, oh, well, that wasn't really, what am I going to do? Like with, you know, like 20 rolls of, you know, paper towels because right, it was on right. sale for the buy one, get one, you know, like, yeah. So, you know, you do have to really strategize on that. There's a lot of ways also in regards to cash back and earning rewards. That's yeah. another savings mm-hmm. that I've done as well, which actually helps. The kids like it as well. They're like, oh my gosh, I get this. If we could do this, I get the rewards. Right. How are the rewards? Right. Can we use the rewards? You know, Starbucks has a rewards program. Yes. There's a lot of places that you go to that might have a rewards program that you don't even know about. And it, right. at the end of the day, it really works. I mean, like Target has their Circle program, right? Starbucks has their rewards program. There's a lot of stores now that you might shop at that you might want to look into to see if they do have that rewards because rewards it works. Program, Costco right. has a reward program with their credit card, which is kind of nice as well. So that's
what
I do.
Those are all great. And I think we do know, I mean, we do recognize that there's a trade-off to using those rewards programs and that they're getting all of your data. But if
that. Of course they are.
Yeah, right. Of course they are. We know that.
Everybody does. Everybody does. Big brother is watching
everywhere.
No matter what. Yes, everywhere.
And so that is the trade-off to joining the rewards programs. We're aware of that. But if it works for you and it works at that store, we're not saying go to every store out there and get their rewards program. No. But on the stores that you shop at, see what the rewards program does for you and if it makes sense to join it. And it can be really helpful. And that thing, I think human nature, you mentioned, you know, the 20 rolls of paper towels and that kind of thing. Sometimes we think, oh, we're getting a great deal. We're going to have this year. Human nature sometimes works tricks on us. If we have more of something in our homes, we use more. So think about it. If you only have two rolls of paper towels left, you're going to be really stingy with those paper towels. You're going to use them only when necessary. You're going to break off a little piece when you need. But when you know you've got 13 more rolls in your pantry, you're okay with using a full sheet to clean something up. It's well, just yeah, the way that minds work.
Well, yeah, because that's where that in turn, if you think about it, is where we become a little bit more wasteful.
Yes. Yes.
So, right?
So we need to keep, yes. Keep, yes. be aware of that little piece of human nature that can sometimes wreak havoc on the amount of product that we use in our homes. But yeah, if you're getting a great deal of something, I totally see that it's worth it to buy it, but it shouldn't change your usage habits. And make sure that if it's, like we said, if you're going to buy something on a BOGO, make sure that you have a plan to use it up. Because if you've got two heads of lettuce and you can only manage to eat one per week, well, that second head of lettuce is going to go to waste anyway, even though it was free to you. So we think about those things. So any social media accounts or websites that very specifically, any others that you go to, Deanna, that keep you inspired and motivated maybe?
Well, I do want to circle back. We had done an episode earlier in regards to plant-based meals. Mm-hmm. And also talk about meal planning that you had mentioned earlier. There's a lot of now online meal planning services that you can actually have now delivered to your home specifically for your niche of food and what you like. So there is a plant-based delivery. It delivers fresh weekly. It's ranked actually number one as the fast-growing plant-based brand. It's called Springly. So, Springly. Nice. And then, so that's something that you might want to look at. I have done in the past, I have done fresh meal planning to my house. It's actually been quite good, but I guess with COVID, it kind of changed things, of course, but it's coming back around again where you get to have those weekly meals shipped to you at your choice. So that
the
might
places
help.
Like HelloFresh.
Yes.
And
yes.
Like
I did
that.
All of those. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So, yeah. So those are other ways that you could do weekly planning as well. If you don't want to go to the store, but yet you want to do it online and have it delivered right. to you, that's another option to do meal planning. I just think that if you can start any fashion or anything to get into that meal planning, you will see a difference, not only in a healthier lifestyle, but also it helps the whole family as a whole to have those meals ready, set, and to go. So that's just me personally of what I like for those healthy meal plannings. But another area that I go to in regards to social media, as you know, I'm all about meditation, about the journaling, about the motivation, about life coaching. I'm all about inspiring as well. And I like Mel Robbins. Her messages daily are something that I gravitate towards as well. Those are true, meaningful every day. And you can actually take on a little bit of all of her messages that she sends. I also like Sunrise Gratitude by Anna Tootle, which is she's local. She does her daily inspirations as well about being gratified and gratitude. So those are my inspirational. What about you?
So I think one of the things that I like to do, not necessarily a social media account that I follow. Well, one social media account that I love is my own township social okay. media account because it really focuses me on local, what can be done locally. And so the town just started a composting program where they give any resident who wants one a little compost bin. And so you fill up that compost bin and anytime, day or night, you can go right over to the gardens and just drop your composting into a big bin and it gets composted and reused. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. It's free. I don't have to compost in my backyard. I wouldn't even know where to start. And even if I did, it's not something that I have the time or the capacity to do. And so I love that my town does this.
That's
another,
nice.
Another service that I like or company that I like is Misfits Market. Misfits Market is a company that sells produce that doesn't look so pretty. It's like the ugly fruit. Things that come out that don't look, you know, that aren't sellable. If something is grown and it comes out, you know, the carrot has 2 carrot stalks on 1 big carrot plant. Mm-hmm. Things like that don't necessarily sell very well in a grocery store. So Misfits Market gathers those and resells them. And I think that is a great way to keep those out of, you know, just animal feed and that kind of thing because they're perfectly good food, perfectly good produce. It's just not typically beautiful to put on a grocery store. So Misfits Market does it. And then locally, I love my local bookstore, Books and Books. They have a few different branches here. And I just recently, at the end of the year, I placed an order online. And here's what happened. I placed an order online for this book that's kind of it's an old book. It might have been out of print. I'm not really sure. But, you know, they had the capacity for me to place that order with them. And so I did. And a week went by and my order didn't come in, although I got the order confirmation that, you know, it was in process and that kind of thing. And I received an email from the store that said, "Hey, Zenit, I see, you know, we're so sorry for the delay in getting your book to you. It's something that we're working with a publisher to reprint for you. In the meantime, they were busy also filling orders from the Miami Book Fair. And so things got a little behind or whatever. And they let me know." I was perfectly fine with that. I didn't cancel my order. I was fine with waiting. It's not something I needed immediately. But I love that personal connection to someone. And then when my book did come in, they gave me a call and said, "Hey, Zenit, your book is here. You can come by anytime. And if you need us to send it to a different branch, let us know. We'll send it over there." Very, very friendly and helpful service. And so I love buying locally from Books and Books. So those are the things that I try to do is to try to stick local. I have to say that I've been to some farmers markets in the area where the produce is actually more expensive than I would get at the big grocery chains for the same.
Oh, well, Zena, you know that some of our markets is all about seeing people in the neighborhood. So yes. Aside from just going to the market, it's more about seeing your neighbors out. It's a social aspect, you know, and as far as Books and Books is concerned, I go there as well. I think their customer service, it's more of that one-on-one that you had mentioned as well. Yeah. And I think that is what drives us to keep going back to Books and Books because of their I guess their customer service is white glove. It's nice. It's nice.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's nice because there's a lot of places that are local that don't provide the service. And so when you do find that local store, that local business, wherever you are, try to continue to support them because they are trying all their might to keep in business and to give you what they, their services that they provide. It actually even comes down to the local shoemaker and the one that repairs luggages here in the local 305. So, you know, it's just that personal touch. So yeah. I totally agree with you.
It's so good to live in a town where you can meet the actual people who are actually doing the work on your actual things.
Yes. On your actual, like yes. No, it is actually kind of nice because, you know, it's great to order online. Don't get me wrong, because of the ease, but there's still something to be said about that one-on-one, that customer service, right? That how can I help you? Oh, yeah. I'm looking for this. Let me help you find that. So.
What else do you order anything else or follow anyone else that helps you out on a weekly basis, save your time, save your mental
energy?
Well,
I do like the 305 Hive. That is a newsletter that's online that actually encompasses everything here in our local area. So for me, that's a one-stop shop, which is easy. There's, you know, social media, newsletter, but it is actually helpful. I do like also to support Kim Rodriguez, who's a personal stylist, a KR personal style. She does great every day about the closet, about your wear, about the styles, the trends that are coming up, how to wear, mix and match. And she's also local and I like to support her as well. Yeah. So, you know, those are but I typically try not to order as much online. I do like to go, as you know, I like to go to Trader Joe's. I like to go to Whole Foods, Milam's, because those are, and Fresh Market, because it's just those places for me are nice and homey. And I find my staple go-to foods.
Yes.
So, you know, so that's
for me.
And I think
we're lucky.
Right. We're very lucky in our circle. Yeah, we're very lucky in our little circle. Not a lot of places across the nation might have what we offer here. So, you know, that's just something that I think we're very lucky about.
Yeah. And I think you and I are the same in that if I go someplace and I get great customer service, I'm likely to go there again and to recommend them to other people.
Yes.
Regardless of the cost necessarily, they might charge a little bit more than somebody else. But if I get great customer service, I come back to them, you know? And it's all about purchasing consciously. You mentioned, you know, we have to be very careful about our usage, what we're using and when. And so if you're very conscious about planning, whether it's for your meals or your household goods, you buy what you need. And so if I'm paying a little more for this household good, but it's from a place that gives me the service that, you know, makes me feel like, you know, they care about what I'm buying and what I'm buying it for.
Right. Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, I look at it as, I look at quality over quantity sometimes. So even like with clothing as well, right? I look at the quality over the quantity. Yes. So there's a lot of places where you can buy and it's like, oh my gosh, but you know, it's such a great deal. But then you look and you're like, after maybe one or two washes, it's kind of going to fall apart. So does that mean that I'm going to have to go buy out and get another one just because it fell apart two and two washes? And that means I have to go back to the store again. And there goes my time and energies, right? So you kind of have to, that's how I kind of assess things. And so, yes, I mean, it's great if you can go there and get a great deal, but look at the quality of what you're buying. Sometimes you might save more money in the long run than the short term. In the long run, as opposed to the short term. You know what I mean? So. It's hard when you have kids that are younger, though. So,
oh my goodness.
You know, when it's younger, you know, as we all try to do, the busy moms, and we try to just try to buy, get it all done. And, you know, it works. But again, I guess when you the older we get, sometimes you just might want to change that thought process.
I mean, and
change that thought process.
Right. And if there are great thrift stores and secondhand kids clothing and kids toy stores in your town, Go, take one afternoon and go, you know, on a Saturday afternoon and just go see what they have, see what the service is like, see if there's anything there. Because yes, it was so much easier to just, you know, order something from Target and go pick it up, or order something from Amazon and go pick it up. But those, you know, that those things are fast fashion types of things 100% of the time from those types of stores, Amazon and Target. But if you're going to a thrift store anyway, then you're using what's already out there. You're not creating demand for new fast fashion. You're using what's already out there and knowing that your kids are going to outgrow it quickly or are going to destroy it quickly based on how active they are.
Destroy,
well worth it to go thrifting. Very well worth
it. Well, actually, I have to tell you, Zenit, I don't know about you, but thrifting is huge in our household. Not only in our household with the kids, it's basically with the kids. They love to go thrifting. They love to go thrifting with their friends. So middle school, high school, even in college, because college, it's not about thrifting. It's about what they call vintage stores. So just wanted to share that our kids are probably doing quite well on the shopping and saving.
Yes.
Well, because it's all about the experience, right? They're all about the experience. So,
experience and the cost.
Yeah. And the cost. And they're finally realizing when you're in college. But no, I think it's quite interesting that middle school and high schoolers now like to go thrifting. Like, that's like the new thing. And like, where's the latest? Where should you go? Where should you not go? Oh, did you hear about that? Because, you know, records are back in fad again and getting a record player and playing the records. So, you know, where are they? Where can you find that? All of that. It's all good.
I love it. I love it.
It's all good.
I love that, you know, you and teaching your kids how to live within their community is huge. It's huge. Yes, Amazon is always going to be there. Target is going to be there. Walmart is going to be there. All of the big places are always going to be there. And there is a purpose and a time for them. We totally get that. But teaching your kids that here is what's in our community, let's make use of this as well. I think that's going to be huge.
Oh, yeah.
In the next few years.
Yeah. I know. I think it really true is. And also, I'm just going to throw in there real quick. I like to use, because you talked about social media earlier. Mm-hmm. I like to go to community sharing on Facebook. So there are groups called, there's one that's local and it's called Buy Nothing Groups on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard about that one. But, and also, you know, Nextdoor, there's a Nextdoor app. But looking at local deals through Facebook and these type of local communities also might help you save for something that you're looking for.
Absolutely. I love that tip. It's like you're sharing with your neighbors.
Yes.
And literally, it's like you find things, well, Buy Nothing Group. Clearly, it's you paying nothing for it. And
right. It's as is. Right. No. But it's as is.
But a lot of the marketplaces, the local marketplaces, I'm not talking about the huge Facebook marketplace, but if you're really looking local and you're going to the local groups, people are willing to let go of their things at a very deep discount because really they want others to get use out of them. And all you're doing is you're giving them the money to kind of allow them to continue and you know, get back a little bit of what they spent on that piece of whatever it is, furniture, home good item.
Oh, clothing, everything. Even a car. Like my friends of ours actually bought a car. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
They bought a car. Oh yeah. No. And it actually I never heard of that before. I didn't. It is amazing how Facebook now local offers a lot of variety of items to actually include car. And boats.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah.
Yes.
It is. But another educational resource guide, I don't know if you know Dave Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
He's written a book on his financial wisdom called The Total Money Makeover. But he actually has a podcast and it's called The Dave Ramsey Show. So if anybody is interested in listening to his financial wisdom, you have two outlets, his book and his podcast. So it gives other ways of saving and also for future. So,
yeah, and great money saving tips.
Money tips. Yes.
Budgeting, you know, all of that. You can get a lot of tips there. See what works for you. See what might work for you.
Right. It's just another outlet, another resource that you might not have thought about.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
To go forward.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you all for joining us today. We hope we've given you some ideas and a little bit of an insight about how Deanna and I try to save money and shop locally. Please leave us a quick review. Reviews help others to find our podcast.
And follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss a new episode. Remember that a new episode comes out every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Join us again next week for more organizing ideas and tips. Until next week.